This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 21st of April. Well, it was a crude shock along with weak global cues and muted March quarter earnings, which led to a sharp knee-jerk reaction on D Street. Now, the Sensex plunged by more than 1,000 points, while the Nifty 50 closed below 9,000 levels. Now, US oil futures continued to trade in negative territory on Tuesday after closing down nearly $40 a barrel on Monday. Now, the global benchmark Brent crude also fell sharply to $20 a barrel in response to collapse of demand following a reduced economic activity. That's what a Reuters said in a report. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex plunged 1,011 points to 30,636, while the Nifty 50 closed 280 points lower at 8,981. Now, investors' wealth fell by nearly 3 lakh crores in a single trading session. Now, sectorally, the telecom and the healthcare stocks saw some buying, while the selling pressure was visible in BankEx, auto, as well as metals. Now, broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index fell 2.7%, while the BSE small-cap index was down by 2.9%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Hero MotoCorp, Bharti Airtel, Dr. Reddy's, and Britannia Industries. While in terms of losers, Axis Bank, Z Entertainment, ICICI Bank, Bajaj Finance, and IndusInd Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors which were in focus. Now, sectorally, the S&P BSE Telecom Index rose by 1.7%, supported by gains in Bharti Airtel, Bharti Infratel, and Reliance Communication. In the pharma space, BSE Healthcare Index rose 1.3%, with Dr. Reddy Laboratories, DVS Laboratories, and Laurus Lab hitting fresh 52-week highs. Profit-taking was visible in BankEx, which plunged by more than 5%, weighed down by losses in IndusInd Bank, RBL Bank, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, as well as SBI. Other sectors that remain under pressure include names like metal, auto, finance, and capital goods. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like DVS Laboratories, Cipla, Lupin, Dr. Reddy's, Britannia Industries, and Aurobindo Pharma. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Godrej Consumer Products, Glenmark, as well as Aurobindo Pharma. Short build-up was visible in Ujjivan Financial Services, SAIL, Britannia, and Tata Motors. And more than 30 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like mostly from the pharma space. In fact, Dr. Reddy's, DVS Laboratories, Sun Pharma, Laurus Lab, as well as Bajaj Healthcare. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Now, close below 8,900 could extend the downswing towards 8,821 and 7,500, while a close above 9,230 could put bulls back under control. For the time being, positional traders with a risk high appetite should remain short with a stop above 9390 and look for bigger targets, whereas intraday traders should consider fresh shorts below 8900 levels for a modest target of 8820 with a stop loss above 9000 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.